is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. There must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters. My night nurse.
My night nurse. The pain is getting worse. And then it comes in. Ah. No doctors are needed. Just lay down, relax, and let me take care of you. Good afternoon, Bahamas. This is Kendani Campbell-Moss, and we are on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. And the topic this afternoon is, do men need a soft season? Now, some persons may ask, what exactly is a soft season? But for those of you that are in the real world, that watch TikTok from time to time, that look at Instagram, that just look at social media for a fact, you will see that there's a thing called soft season that women are appealing to. They're talking about their soft season, where they want to be taken care of, where they want to be loved on, where they want to just lay up at home and do absolutely nothing, where they want someone to draw their bath water, where they want someone else to do the children's homework. Do men deserve a soft season of such? Now, we know that men are hunter-gatherers and that men are conditioned to bring home the bacon and the woman fries it up. But what about a man who wants to be in his soft season? He is tired of going out into the world, as it were, and he's tired of having to matriculate and maneuver his way throughout that rough terrain that is on the boulevard. And so this man wants to lay up at home. He wants his beard massaged and oiled. He wants his hair rubbed or his head rubbed. He wants a manicure and a pedicure. He wants to lay up home and not do anything. A man wants to be taken care of. What happens to the man that needs a soft season? Is this only for Valentine's Day? Is this only for birthdays when we give him that special treat? Does a man need a soft season? Oh, boy. Now, you know, prior to my coming on the show on Friday afternoons, I always send out my flyer, you know, and I make sure that I am perfectly placed so that persons are able to have the conversation on Friday. And I've received a myriad of texts, and some of them vary from a man needing a soft season. What kind of man this is that need a soft season? Who raised this man? What kind of man is he? But don't you love on your man? Shouldn't your man be loved on? Shouldn't there be a soft season for your man? This text reads, why would us men want a soft season? We should have a soft season every single day. If I'm going out into the wild, wild west to make sure that your nails and your hands are taken care of, I should have a soft season every single night. Every single night you should have a soft season. A soft season is a lengthened amount of time where the man is taken care of almost like a woman, where he is catered to, where he's loved on. Now, we're looking at some information here that is derived from Syntex. And this says, men need to be respected above all else. Men are not raised to share feelings. We can listen, but we'd rather fix it. Men want to be taken care of. Men are afraid to be seen as weak. Emasculating your man is probably the worst thing you could ever do. A man needs his wife to be his biggest cheerleader. And if she is not, she is completely a waste of time. Now, you want your woman to be your biggest cheerleader. I love that. I love that you want her to be your special place, your cheerleader. But are you giving her the tools to make her your cheerleader? This is a text that comes in. A soft season. Oh, my texters, y'all are killing me. A soft season for a man in 2022. I think that every woman should know that a soft season is needed regardless of her feelings. It's very difficult for a man to go out these days into the wild, wild world, like your first texter said, and to do everything that is needed to come home to a nagging woman. The Bible speaks about this, and I'd rather be on the top of a roof than in a house with a nagging woman. So I welcome a soft season. I wish that I could turn this radio on even louder in this house so that my wife could hear you. I truly need a soft season. When I go out to play golf, it's always an issue. If I stay home with her after church, it's always an issue. I would really, really like a soft season. This next text reads, soft season? No, they're supposed to be men, not boys. Men should always be doing something. There's no soft season there. The only treat a man gets every time is the same thing. Women need to stop thinking men don't care. Can't give me crab for every occasion. What do you mean? We can't give you crab for every occasion. You mean crab and rice? Is that what you're speaking about? Be very specific here. I want to know what it is you're talking about. Now, you know, for Father's Day, we give you all crab and rice. You know, that's what we do. All right. This other text reads, I would like a soft season. I wish my wife understood that, man, it's very tough out there. I have to fight off these women daily who want to jump in my PM. If she only knew. All right. Great show as usual. Our soft season is oral. All right. Let me read this other text. Men deserve everything a woman deserves. I mean, women always making noise about equality, right? Now let me say this to you, my texter. Not every woman believed in the referendum or the general consensus that they should be equal, because there are some women that relish in the fact that when they go to a restaurant or if they go to take out a mortgage, the man supersedes them, and if he's making the bulk of the money, that he takes care of certain things. So some women want a man to be a man. I don't know where the idea comes from that equality is equal to not being a female or not being a male. Are the gender roles reversed? I wonder. Okay. Men make sure that the woman deserves a soft season. Everyone should always remember the golden rule. What is the golden rule? And the song is talking about drugs. Night Nurse is talking about drugs. Who is this texter? Night Nurse isn't talking about drugs at all. That is absolutely not the connotation of the song. I'm tired of getting the same thing for every single occasion. When the texter said, you can't give me crab for every occasion, I'm speaking about sex. I'm tired of having sex as my treat. I want something else. I want her to rent a limo, to take me out, to take me on a trip, to spend on me. I don't want you to believe for a second that women don't have money. Women have money, and it's our money that they're spending on us. All right. Hi, beautiful, pretty Casey. Love your show. Now, Casey, you have to be more precise which one of the heads you may need to be rubbed. Okay, I will. I will be very precise with that. Why do married folks say, I have married my best friend? Like, seriously, you didn't marry your best friend because some of y'all cheat. Do you do this to your best friend, or is this the action of a best friend? Now, let me say this. When people say, oh, I married my best friend, like, this is not a fairy tale. I don't think that people marry their best friends. I think that people marry who they are able to be compatible with at that particular time. You've been with this person 3 years, 4 years, and because of the length of the tenure that you've been with this person, you think that they're your best friend. But do you really know this person inside and out? Does this person share their intimate details with you? Do they tell you what they wish you knew? like the innermost thoughts of their being? Do they tell you when you're sad? Can you pick up on the context clues when they are not in their best state of mind? That is what I think a truly best friend is, or a soulmate. You know, I think that someone who finishes your sentence, but to say in 2022 we married our best friend, I don't really know if I buy that story. Texter, I am with you. I am with you 100%. Let me get to my other text. The person said they tired of sex. That man is not a Bahamian. Okay. I think if you find a man that wants a soft season, I bet you the person is a LeBron James fan. Okay. This text reads, I agree with the male texter. If a man is taking care of bills and doing the repairs, etc., then he deserves a soft season. If I work in paying bills and raising the children and cleaning the house and, in capital, all blocks, you aren't paying for my hair and my nails, he better try hard, go treat himself to a spa day. So, Texter, what you're saying to me is, if you are paying the bills, raising the children, cleaning the house, and he's not doing any of that, he better go and get himself a spa day. All right. I love it. I'm here with you. Only that fellow who divorced his wife, oh Lord, for a man in a soft season. Now, guys, you know that everybody does not necessarily share the same sexual advantageousness. So even if a man is of a different sexual orientation, they too deserve a soft season. You are in a relationship. That is your partner. You want to show love for this particular person. This is another text. Hey, Casey, I hope that you're doing well today. I can't see you on TV. I'm not sure why you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm live and in living color. I enjoy your topics. A lot of us want to have the conversation about relationships, but are we really ready for the real, real conversation? We are going to... Oh, wait, let me take this text. Men in this day and time do not know their roles, unfortunately. Personally, I feel that if the woman feels that her man deserves it every so often, then spoil him. A lot of men, in quotations, and I use the term loosely, do line staff work and want manager's pay. Yeah, they do some staff work and want manager's pay. They want high rewards. They want that yield to be great. This texter says, how do you find the topic in terms of a soft season? I'm going to say this again. Do you know what TikTok is? Do you know what black luxury is? Do you know what relationships are about? These are considered soft seasons. Men that want to be taken care of. Men that want to just relax and let a woman do everything, as most men say that women usually do. But because men are hunter-gatherers, in some instances, they feel that they're doing enough. If I'm bringing home the bacon, if I'm bringing home the money, I'm doing everything that needs to be done. So what exactly else do you want? Casey, can you show me what you mean by soft season? I'm hoping that you were listening just now and heard my answer. A soft season is just, in fact, a soft season. Okay. This next text reads, women want too much and give too little. Us men have to be wife and husbands these days. Oh, boy. I want you to expound on that. What do you mean you have to be wife and husband these days? Text me back and tell me what that means. Okay, this texter says, I don't think that that's actually what men want. I think men want, at the end of the day, someone to love on them just how we love on you. A soft season is wonderful. I wish my first wife had understood what a soft season was. Instead, she took me to the cleaners and she understood what a cleaning season was. So now I'm in my second marriage, and I think that my younger wife has an idea of what a soft season is. When I get home from work, my pajamas are laid out on the bed. The children are already fed, and 9 times out of 10, they're in their room studying. We eat together as a family. But my second wife takes care of my children. I didn't have any kids with my first wife. We were married for 5 years. I've been married for 4 years to my second wife. She takes care of everything. Mind you, she does not work. So maybe that's an opportunity for me to have more of a soft season than anything else. I provide every single thing in my home. I didn't cheat on my first wife. My first wife cheated on me. Okay. Okay, this other text reads, I do believe they deserve a soft season. My husband gives me a soft season a lot, and I reciprocate by taking care of him, massages, taking him out to dinner, or allowing him to have a day at home unbothered without the kids, etc. Okay, so, I mean, that's very nice. I mean, it's hand, come hand, go. I do understand what you're talking about, Texter. I appreciate it. We're not going to take this call just yet, but we are going to have a quick commercial break. The telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and my text line, powered by BTC, is 422-4796. Guardian 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two.
Another wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings today. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store. Every day, the Italian way.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Customers residing in the area of Cable Beach East, including West Grove, Vista Marina, Highland Park, and West Bay Street from Goodman's Bay to Arwa Key, are advised that they will experience no water due to a water main leak. Customers should note that the corporation's field personnel is investigating the matter in order to carry out repair as soon as possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and further advises customers that if their situation is prolonged, customers are advised to check the corporation's Facebook page for updates or telephone the help center at 302-5599.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and Struckon Pest Control.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Yeah, yeah.
Singing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that are under the sound of my voice, this is Kendini Campbell-Moss, and we're on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Kermit, I think we have a caller on the line. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the air.
Kendini.
Yes.
This is one of your favorites.
Hi. How are you?
How are you, Kendini?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
It's a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, I saw you at the, and man, you're full of energy. I said, gracious me, look at Casey's daughter.
That's my one good daddy, eh?
Well, listen, and I celebrate you.
Thank you so much.
You often talk so well about your father.
Thank you. I have a good daddy. When my dad picked my mom and when mommy picked daddy, they did a good thing. You know, I appreciate them.
Well, she picked an alpha male. You
know? Oh, she picked a good man.
She picked an alpha. I celebrated with my two girls last night, too, and my grand.
Fantastic.
Your subject matter, everyone is afraid of.
Mind you, some people are afraid, you know, and I took a consensus the last time I was on the show, right? And people will text me and they will say, Casey, could you please ask Guardian to get a voice scrambler so that we can call in? Some people want to have the conversation. Relationships are a very hot button item, but some people are afraid to verbalize that. Like that woman that called in, that was the side piece of the gentleman. She brought a lot of things to life. It's not that sweethearting doesn't happen in this country, you know. It's the mere fact that she was bold enough to be honest about what she deals with.
And what to really sum it up, you have the gift to deal with it. You have the personality. Casey,
thank you.
You did a very good job when you released anyway. That's my boy, you know.
Isn't he dynamic?
He should be proud of you.
I think so.
You know, like my two girls. You know, daddies love their girls.
Yes, yes.
But let me just say this.
Okay.
I just want to throw this. I know that you believe in the Bible and your Bible based. But to your subject matter, only a Proverbs 31:10 woman can could exercise the power of grace. I will repeat that. Only a Proverbs 31:10 woman can execute the power of grief.
Explain what you mean.
Listen to me. A lot of women, we men are like babies. And although we appear to be rough, there are times in our life we do need that soft spot and we need to be babies. Babies sometimes.
But how often am I supposed to baby you?
It's like a flower. When I water you.
You grow.
When we water flower, right?
Right.
You see the season comes. You see the pretty roses, etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Absolutely.
And that normally happens around springtime. But you prepare that garden. Man ought to prepare the garden. I'm not going to take the man off the hook. You prepare that garden. But when that season comes, you see those beautiful flowers. That's when man needs to be baby and to be there's a soft spot. But like I said, only a Proverbs 31:10 woman understand the power of grace.
Now,
and only her can execute
Liberated
women can't do that.
Not a liberated, but let me ask you something.
You're feeling me now.
I understand, but I want to, based on what the Proverbs 31 woman is from my remembrance.
Now, don't leave her grace now.
Grace.
You know what grace is, because the mother Mary, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was chosen because of the power of grace.
The power of grace. That's how she was able to
become
the mother of Christ. Right.
So I agree with the attorney in Freeport. A lot of marriage is only for convenience. As you look in the Daily Guardian this morning,
mm-hmm.
listen on page A2, read the story.
This woman
knew this man was gay.
She knew
he was an effeminate man. And we have a lot of sisters know the man is effeminate.
But let me ask you something. Now, you listen to my show all of the time.
Yes.
Now, I know that you remember the show that we had on a same-sex couple. Do you remember there was a portion of the show where the lady said her son and her sat in church? She also saw a husband and wife couple. But she said her son said to her, Mommy, that man comes to the same place that I go to, and she said, the son said, I know who he is because we frequent the same place and we do the same thing. You do realize that people are married in this country, and it's really a blind charm. Nobody wants the stigma of being divorced or the stigma of knowing that that man not left you, leave you for someone else, or that man left you or that woman left you. It is decomposing to one's mental health. So the stigma of being divorced and the charade that we carry on with, if you want to be honest, people prefer to stay in the relationship, even though they know the man. You tell me I'm wrong.
I totally agree with you. Okay. You know, we get some brothers wrong here. They know they are effeminate.
Okay.
They know they never like women. I can't even fake being effeminate. I can't even fake it.
Okay.
But gradually, and the woman also know the man is effeminate. She knows that. She know man. I want to tell you a story. What one of my friend's daughter tell me. And can I share it?
Share it. Share it. We
let me share the story.
Share it.
One of my friend's daughter. She lost her father early. They had a relationship like you and Casey, mm-hmm. like me and my girl.
Yes.
And one day I was sitting down reading the paper. This child came in and asked and said, do you remember me? I said, no. So she told me who she was. I said, oh, I said, how you doing? And she said, I'm doing fine. I went off to university, obtained my degree, and I'm engaged to be married. I said, oh, really? So I said, why don't you bring your husband by and let me meet him? Because I have to tell him about your father, how much he cherished you.
Right.
So she come back. So when she come back, I said, where is this guy? He did not come. So she asked me a question. So I said, he said, no. She said, can I ask you something? I said, yes. Go right ahead. He said, if you're engaged to be married, he said, shouldn't your spouse try to even get a kiss?
A little bit, like a little
peck. A little kiss
peck.
or something.
Yes.
So I said, Jesus, I said, what's going on? I said, I'm not a counselor.
Right.
So I said, you better try, go seek proper counseling. I said, something ain't right about that. And she come back and she tell me the truth.
So she knew from the get-go.
She knew the signs. She okay. know it wasn't that she's going to give in. But she's smart enough. She's been to university to know how a man should behave and act.
Absolutely.
But she see the sign, and she made a very good decision. Now she's married, have a healthy relationship, and she have an alpha male man husband. Some of these women know this man is effeminate. All they doing is living a lie.
We live lies very well here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I appreciate you. You have a wonderful weekend.
God bless you, too.
God bless you. Now, this is do we have another caller on the line, Kermit? Okay, let me just get through these texts. My texting community, I want to say that I thank you very, very much. And before I get to the rest of my text, I want to send a very special shout-out because I'm being provoked here by text by some of the texters that are from the other Catholic schools that are saying that they're going to demolish us this afternoon. So I have on in the studio my Xavier's shirt. We come in for y'all this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll be there. We ain't scared of y'all. We win best team spirit. We in the place this afternoon. Kermit, do we have a caller on the line? Pardon? We can beat somebody, Kermit. We got best school spirit. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line.
A godly day to do stock in the waste along with you, Casey.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all in. We need justice, law, and order in this country we will have us. But you know something first I want to say, right? I remembered you when you used to hang out on our latest school wall, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I remembered you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you remember. They had two Lenny lives in the Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
One was in the corner
mm-hmm.
by the barbershop.
Yes.
And one was down through the corner, like opposite the little church.
Yes.
Remember them?
Yeah, I absolutely do remember.
Okay. Yeah, well, I used to hang out with Lenny and those sometimes because I was living right through Broome Street.
Okay.
But what I want to say to you, right?
Yes.
You had read a text earlier whereby a gentleman was saying how much his wife, I think, was nagging him, right?
Yes, I do have that text.
Was
yes, sir.
Was being a nag, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, what he then realized, his wife wanted to be touch-up.
I feel so too. Sometimes I think we're just nagging for a little love and affection, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand me? Sometimes you just want your fella to say, "Hey, baby, come here. Let me deal with some situations.
Grab and hold and, you know, do the nice things."
So. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, thank you. By the way, how's your dad?
My father is wonderful.
Give him my regards, please. Okay.
I will definitely give him your regards. Thank you so very much. That's the end of our call? Okay, let me get to some of these texts. Responding to the text, oh boy, that's a big one. Responding to the text that read that women want men to be husband and wife, tell them they got married to someone they are not compatible with. As long as you are understanding about what's expected, there should be no problem. If you decide that you do not want your wife to work, you have to know that she's okay with that. And if it's okay with her, you cannot turn around and withhold monies and demean her. We have a caller on the line, Kermit. Good afternoon, caller.
Hey, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Listen, I am concerned because, I mean, I am in a relationship that I think would trump most relationships. It's first that my dad was the best dad, okay? Just so you know.
Hold on. You sound like you want to come to blows. Listen. Listen. I have the bestest daddy.
And my daddy would tell you I act like I'm an only child, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But listen, could I tell you, I have a brother, right? And when people talk, they say, "How are your daddy?" And I say, "My daddy." But they say, "But Cameron, you have a brother?" Yes, but that is my daddy. I name after my daddy. His name is Kendall. I am Kendanique. That's my daddy.
And then the thing is, my daddy look exactly alike. I don't share my daddy.
Listen, my daddy have a golden voice. You need to hear him sing. Oh, man.
But like I was saying, the relationship that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
my significant other, he's got husband and wife,
mm-hmm.
but he said that a woman's job is to be by her man.
Yes.
So he does the major. He cooks. He makes sure that I'm taken care of. And, he, you know, he does everything. I can't tell you the last time I cooked.
What?
And he has no complaints. He when I go to cook, he has to say, "I go in."
Wow. Everything is sorted out.
We both work. And he understands that, you know, my job, for the most part, has me a bit more drained than his. So he has no problem doing it. You have so much man out there that seems to think that no matter how hard the woman may work, in or out of the home, that it's her job to do these things. That's not fair. You have to share this duty.
Let me ask you something. Do you think because the man that you have and the quality of your relationship that you have, do you have an issue with having a soft season for your man that cooks for you every day, that takes care of everything? Do you have a problem with giving him a soft season?
Absolutely not.
I love it. I love it. Kermit telling me we have to go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, under the sound of my voice, this is Kendanie Campbell-Moss, Guardian Radio, 96.9.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
S.J., S.J., S.J. S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Customers residing in the area of Cable Beach East, including West Grove, Vista Marina, Highland Park, and West Bay Street from Goodman's Bay to Arwa Key, are advised that they will experience no water due to a water main leak. Customers should note that the corporation's field personnel is investigating the matter in order to carry out repair as soon as possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and further advises customers that if their situation is prolonged, customers are advised to check the corporation's Facebook page for updates or telephone the help center at 302-5599.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Let's take a walk together, you and I, hand in hand. That is what love is all about. We're taking this walk together, you know, this romantic walk, this loving walk. That's what love is all about. One texter says, some men are so stupid. Getting a spa day don't make you soft. These men around here with these hard, crusty feet, unkept, think they're real men. Idiots, uneducated. When a woman is a stay-at-home mom, she is doing a full-time job. When a man is a stay-at-home dad, he is lazy, not a real man, or he needs to help bringing in money too. Let me read this other text. My engineer has switched on me. I have Sexy Chris. That's what he calls himself. Sexy Chris is in the house. Chris has dreadlocks, and he thinks he's a stud, you know? He thinks all the girls want him. Chris, how you doing today? Wonderful. It's good to see you. All right, so let us read this text. The person who texted earlier, what I meant was, my woman expects me to do everything and provide. That's fine. I want to in every way, but she's not meeting me halfway in dealing with the domestic duties and meeting my sexual needs on time. For someone who does not have to work, then when confronted about it respectfully, turns into a yelling contest. Mind you, she's still a beautiful, kind-hearted individual, but she's also very stubborn, entitled, and lazy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, Texter, are you saying to me, you are bringing home the bacon, right? But she's not meeting you halfway? And when you want her to fix, she's not fixing? But instead, it ensues an argument? Is that what you're saying? I mean, let me read this text, and I find it rather provocative, right? And this texter says, my husband brings in every single thing. When he comes home, I fix nasty because I want him to understand that I am every single thing that he needs and more. You talk about soft seasons. Miss, this is a delicate season. There's a man shortage out here, and I must be prepared to do every single thing that there is to be done. Soft season, manicure season, love season, oral season. I am every season for my man. I am fixed nasty season. Oh, Lord. I am fixed nasty season. My man has no reason to go anywhere else. And if he does, I'm fighting. I asking her if she wants to join. Oh, Lord. Okay, tell your texter if his woman acting the fool, carry her in the bush. Oh, my God. Some people are not mature enough for relationships. Nonetheless, relationships are great once there's communication and understanding. If you're not compatible, leave. If it's not there, then don't force it. All right. All right. Yes. My texter answered back, yes. So you're saying to me, you bring home every single, you won't call me? 323-6232 or 325-4316. You're saying to me, you bring home every single thing and she does not conform. And I use conform lightly. But if all of her needs are being met, what is going on that she cannot acquiesce to your request? I find that is not right. There's something very wrong with that. The last post, he just casually mentions that, oh, his wife doesn't work. So maybe that's how she treats him royally. Well, of course, she certainly has more time to do these extras if she doesn't work, making working wives feel bad for nothing. I don't want nobody to make a working wife feel bad because I truly believe that a job for a mom that is a stay-home mother is more tumultuous than a job for a woman that goes out every single day and has to hustle and bustle. I think sometimes we get lost in the triviality of what an actual woman has to do. Before she gets out of bed in the morning, she has to think, I have to get the children to school, I have to make breakfast, or I have to get something quick, I have to get a cup of tea. I have to make sure that the children are properly bathed. I have to brush their teeth, make sure that their clothes are ironed, because she didn't iron them on Sunday, right? All the uniform that ironed from Sunday. Make sure the children are well taken care of. The homework is done. They have studied for the test. Because these stool-given tests, listen, my child have tests every day next week. It's like I am back in the third grade. Because I must be honest. Sometimes I'm on my fingers saying 9 minus 7. I'm looking at my fingers too because it's just so much. Then a woman has to be a mother, a caregiver, a shrink, a taxi driver, a nurturer, a care. The woman's roles are tumultuous. They are multifaceted. Whereas sometimes a man can just simply say, I go to your ma, I ain't doing that. Go to your ma. Or you have 90% of homes that are in New Providence, and this is a survey done by Inland Revenue Services, 90% of the homes that are in New Providence proper are run by single mothers. That is a crazy feat. A woman has a lot to do. So if you're saying to me that you're coming home, you're doing everything, but are you really doing everything? Are you working hand in hand? Are you working in tandem? We must understand that gender roles are a thing of the past. And if I could wash dishes, you could wash dishes too. If I can take out the clothes to wash, you could put them in the washing machine. This thing, hand come, hand go. Chris, we have a caller. Good afternoon, caller. You were on the line.
Hi, Candanique. How are you, my dear?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am enjoying your show.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.
Summit Valley Girl.
Valley Girl, listen.
From the summit.
Listen, friend. How are you?
Good.
Am I going to see you?
Right here, pissing up and getting the valley to look
listen,
good.
Listen. I'm waiting on you, you know.
Oh yeah, I know.
When number picking is, I think the first week of December, my shoes can be ready for you because I want you to know something. We looking for y'all. We will see what y'all bring in.
Oh Anyhow, you see.
A fish is a fish is a fish, I can tell you that.
I tell you. Enjoying your show.
Thank you so very much.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you so very much. Chris, do we have another caller? Let me get through some of these texts. All right. While I'm saying this, there are a group of ladies that attend, their children attend Zabri's Lower School. They are some of the most formidable women that you would ever come into contact with. We have one lady in the group that we make sure she gets the fish and she makes sure that we all have food. There's another lady that goes and gets the fish because her family has a fishing boat. We pick up the kids in the afternoon. We make sure that everybody has their homework. I'm, of course, responsible for speaking to the teachers. I try to be nice to the teachers, right? To make sure that we get this information properly down packed for these children that God has entrusted us with. But I want to say, we also have a doctor in the mix as well, and she listens every time that I'm on the radio. But I want to say to these five ladies that park straight across underneath the juju tree in Zavis's yard every single morning for about 25, 30 minutes. Ladies, thank you. Thank you for being wonderful mothers. The road is raggy. The road is raggy. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to break for news. Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You, my heart's desire. Your lips caress me.
But I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now than hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. Been a long time coming, but we didn't pin fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think it's gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. 'Cause there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should
let it burn.
When the feeling ain't same in your body, don't want you.
But you know, gotta let it go, 'cause the party ain't
you better like it used
oh, no.
to. Even though that's my crew.
Let it burn.
Ain't the same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain?
It's the way I feel. I knew I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I knew she ain't coming back.
What I gotta do now to get my shorty back?
Oh, 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 oh.
Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do
without my boo. You've been gone for too long.
It's been 11 days.
I'll be burning till you retire.
Ain't the same in your body.
Hey, happy Friday. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Guardian Radio 96.9. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. This is a text that comes in, and this is rather interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and just let it all hang out here. Okay, some men have it twisted. It's more than bringing home the bacon. How a man treats you, how a man treats a woman matters. Does he show her that she is valued? I've been a housewife and a working mother. People underestimate the weight and almost unending amount of things to stay that a stay-at-home wife and mother does. The thought is that, oh, she home, she can do it. It's nonsense. It is beyond nonsense, I'd like to say. We have a caller on the line. Christopher, give me that caller, please. Good afternoon, caller. You are on the air.
Good afternoon,
And a pleasant good afternoon, madame.
A pleasant... Is this Sparky?
The original Valley Boys, 19...
Now, Sparky, don't call you with this Valley Boys thing today.
Hey, then you talk to Sox all the time while I can't the Valley Boys.
But this is my show, Sparky.
Yeah, but we were there on. We were there before, you know?
But, Sparky, you resigned, Sparky.
15 years after we...
But, Sparky, you resigned.
No, I resigned. I could be there doggone boxing day.
Goblin
come in.
Sparky, you better look for me.
No, the goblin come and ask Brave nobody sick, because I got about 9 million people out there want to see the goblin, you know.
I understand, Sparky. Sparky, how you doing today?
Brave nobody city, you know, because I ain't going down from Frederick Street to hail the Prime Minister, then I going back to the car, over the back trunk, sit in the lot and drink my beers.
All right, Sparky. So, Sparky.
I don't know what y'all is called this. I don't know. A lap around a track mean you go around the track once, right?
Yes, Sparky.
How come three lap is one go down Bay Street, then Shirley Street, then one bound Bay Street? How come that's three lap?
Sparky, that's what it is. We ain't been on Bay Street for about 20 years.
No, you're supposed to go a whole lap is a lap.
Sparky, we ain't talking about John Canoe today.
Okay, let me say something.
Talk to me.
This thing about this relationship and all this rowing... To either stay together or go apart.
Right.
This name, relationship, right?
Right.
That means we relating with one another, right?
Yes, Sparky.
So if we're relating with one another, what's the big fight with staying together?
But Sparky, Sparky.
You can't get along. Go your separate ways.
But Sparky,
you gotta fight to split or fight to stay together.
Sparky, how you know if y'all supposed to be together or not? You gotta try to work things out, Sparky. You gotta see.
Some of the times the people that tell you, your ma them and your mother-in-law them is be telling you, God bring you together, and you know God ain't bring you together.
It ain't nothing to do with God.
Because you was drunk one night down the fish fry, the gal that looked good, she looked like the goodest thing you ever see. The weave and thing was down below her hip. The fourth eyelashes was there. The eyebrow was there. The fourth eye, I mean, what did you call it? The contacts was there. Everything was forced, but she looked good because she was drunk.
Sparky.
So before anybody else get this good-looking thing, you want her. Now, but when you marry her and then you end up home with her, but I really don't like this, then what you do?
But, Sparky, that's the problem with y'all, because y'all are so visual. You don't get time to take to know a person, Sparky. Before you get a chance to learn what this woman like, whether she like gravy on her white rice or whether she like the rice separated from the chicken, you won't do the thing.
Casey.
Yes, Sparky.
Remember, God is in charge of everything, right?
Yes, Sparky.
The world tells you, science tells you, men are physical. Women are emotional.
Right. But
men,
Sparky.
Men like what they see.
Yes, Sparky. But Sparky,
okay,
I like what I
women
see too.
Like what they think they don't get.
Well, Sparky, I like what I see too, Sparky.
Women, the first time you meet a woman, the first thing a woman tells you, she got stress.
She got what?
What kind of stress? I got financial stress.
So she won that $40, say Sparky.
All the different bills which she got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say the best. I got them same bills, you know.
But Sparky, in order to play, you have to pay. This ain't free.
Now, you see what you say? Now, when you go to pay, now, that means you're a prostitute.
But Sparky, prostitution is the oldest trade in the world. Exchange ain't no robbery, Sparky.
I know, but guess what? In the olden days,
mm-hmm.
if they found you to be a prostitute, what did they do with you?
They stoned you to death.
They took you into the town square,
mm-hmm.
and even the adulterous men that went with you
mm-hmm.
got together and they stoned you.
But Sparky, if that's the case, half of y'all should have... Sparky, if that's the case, Sparky, right? You know some of y'all supposed to be stoned, right, Sparky?
Hold on.
I holding on.
It ain't some of y'all now. Casey, listen to me.
Yes.
My mother died when I was 15 years old.
Right.
My mother used to keep me in the kitchen with her all the time, teaching me how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I had one sister. I used to always ask my mother, Mommy, I got a sister. Why you ain't teaching how to cook?
Right.
You know what my mother used to tell me?
No.
Say, listen here, son. One day, you might be alone. You got to know how to clean your house, iron your clothes, wash your clothes, and cook for yourself.
Yes.
One day, you might be married. Your wife might be sick. You got to cook for your wife, cook for your family. Bang.
Right.
One day, your wife might leave you.
Right.
And before you go down the gutter and she says she was an ogre fella, you got to be able to feed yourself. Or mm-hmm. she might die and leave you with the children. You got to keep it going on.
Okay.
When my mother died, my grandmother took the doggone role And let me tell you something, Casey, I can tell you right to this day.
Tell me.
Every woman that ever met Jean Vincent Dunlop Fountain could tell you, I have never met a woman could beat me cooking, even if you start with eggs and bacon.
Sparky.
No woman could beat me cooking no sauce.
Sparky.
No dinner, no nothing.
Sparky.
I could even make a better Lipton tea than you.
Sparky. Sparky, you listening to me?
No. I in charge. I in charge of the whole yard, the cars, the lawnmower, the dogs, the birds, everything. All you got to do is come down here and be a lovable person.
And I have everything I need.
Everything.
But Sparky, I still have a question. I still have a question, Sparky. Don't you hang up this phone on me today. I have a question for you, Sparky. Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, Sparky,
yes.
as a man, Sparky, you said that you can do all of these things. But I want to know from you, Sparky. Sparky, you've been around from St. John's, was on top of the hill by Purity Bakery. I want you to tell me this, Sparky. Do you think that because of the way the world has been and because of how women have been so much foremost in authoritative roles, especially in the home, do you think that a woman's perception has shaped the way her son is? If a man has a tendency to look for the type of woman his mother is, if a man has a demonstrative mother, he looks for that type of woman to have his children to be with. If a man has a weak mother, that's all he knows. That is literally all he knows. So in some instances, do we blame these women for how y'all have turned out?
Well, see, when you say this y'all, I hear some people do radio talk show like refer to people like y'all. That's lying in the evening and Juan McCarty like call people y'all.
I take back y'all.
You know y'all because I ain't the y'all people.
It's you.
But what I believe that I experienced in my life and what I observed growing up.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, the majority of the women back in those days stayed home, washed the floors, cleaned the house while the children went to school.
Sparky, I can't stay home. I can't stay home, Sparky. Sparky, but I can't stay home.
No. Listen, what I'm saying, Casey.
Okay.
I say back in the day, what I observed.
Okay.
Back in the day, that's how majority of the women used to be. Like my mother was different. My mother was a striving woman. She worked two jobs, A.B. Malcolm in the day, and Switchboard operated at hospital at night.
Okay.
To do things that most women didn't do. Most women I knew around in those days, they stayed home, drank their little beers or their gin underneath the table. While the men went out of the work and they keep the house clean or watch the maid and stuff like that.
Right.
They had all kind of children.
Mm-hmm.
Then women wanted more rights. They wanted to go out and work and this and that and that. Now, when you go out to work, that means you got to bring in a maid to watch the children and clean the house.
Mm-hmm.
Women changed and evolved over a period of time where they almost became on par with the men. Women are lawyers now. Women are politicians now. Women are leaders now. So
Yes. Everything
in the home has changed. It is not the way it used to be when I was young and you was young.
But Sparky, I just have a question. And I want you to answer this question before you hang up the phone.
I ain't hang up. You got hang up on me.
Okay. Well, Sparky, I answer this question before you go. The fact that women are in the workplace, right? And we are also in the home, Sparky. Don't you think we all deserve soft seasons? Should it be a situation, Sparky, where it's hand come, hand go, and we love on each other all the same? That's a yes or no question.
I agree with you. Let me tell you something. I believe Sparky deserves a break, a vacation, a weekend to the Bryland and so forth. I believe I'm supposed to be involved with a lady who say, honey, you've been doing this doggone thing all year. It's time you go break. Hey, we going to the Bohingy Friday morning. We going to spend the weekend in Bryland.
Mm-hmm.
Not every time I see you, you telling me what your stress is. Because guess what? I still paying my mortgage. I still pay my light bill, my car bill, my water bill, and everything. I got them bills to pay, too. I don't need you to be telling me every time I hear from you, you got your bills, and you got a job. Pay your bills.
Sparky,
your bills are not my bills.
Your bills are not my bills.
Your bills are your bills.
Yes, Sparky.
Your children are your children.
What?
Your job is to feed mine, not yours. You got a job, feed your children.
Okay.
That's why you're waking. Not for me to buy weave and fingernail polish for you.
So,
have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Sparky said his money is his money, your money is your money, and it's not for him to buy weave and buy fingernails all day. Sparky, drop me some onions like the last time, please. I appreciate you, Sparky. I thank you in this season. Oh, boy. Let me get to some of these texts. My husband did everything for me as well. I never had to work, but I didn't jump when he said because he was not fulfilling my needs. All I wanted was some quality time. I didn't want my hair and nails done on a regular. I just wanted to feel loved and wanted. This is another text that reads, Casey, I find it rather ironic that men say that they don't think that they need or don't think that they deserve a soft season when their entire lives are soft seasons. You understand? A woman has to be a mother, a father, a sole provider. She has to fix and do things that she may not necessarily want to do for the sanctity of her home, not to mention deal with an ungrateful mother-in-law who has him in the position that he is. This is the person that now has him. I put that in. Oh, Lord. The mother-in-law has caused the problems that we are now faced with in society. You see, a lot of women don't understand the roles that they play in these men's or these boys' lives. They jack them up and then they send them off to us, hoping that we are some sort of rehabilitation center and want us to fix them. But I wait for my mother-in-law to come tell me her son needs a soft season when he works hard all day long. Well, I must just be out playing in the dirt with my fingernails. Okay. let me read this next text. I see why Sparky... No, I can't read that. Y'all don't do Sparky like that, man. 10 points for Sparky. Sparky says, men deserve everything a woman deserves. I mean, women always making noise about equality, right? All right. I don't want no man like Sparky's. All right. Your favorite texter here again. I agree with Sparky. My mother was very similar in this, in the same manner. Also, I take care of this woman, two girls, just like they are my own. This next text reads, Casey, please, for the love of God, I want you to understand something. I give my husband every single thing that he could possibly need. That's oral, that's dirt, that's talking into his ear, that's doing every possible thing that he needs in order to make him feel like a man. I'm only asking to know him a little bit better. We've been married for 7 years. Do you really think that at this point I should still be asking the same question? Tell me about your day. And his only response is, my day was okay, but he deserves a soft season. How much softer could I possibly be? We have a caller on the line, Chris. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miss Kennedy Camden McCambe Morse.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
A fellow SJC giant here, you know.
I went to St. John's as well and St. Augustine's. Hi.
Yeah, listen, man. You know, I kind of agree with Sparky. And I could just get into a little quick sex psychology here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Us men, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, as a young man, you know what it is to meet a woman, like, you know, I born in the 60s, so back in the days, it was really about attraction, and then it like, characteristics will come in subsequently, right? So you'll meet a lady, you'll be fascinated. You know the internal visceral feeling, so to speak, that you have, and it's all natural. It didn't have anything to do with vanity or materialism, even though the contemporary female is quite different. So what us men are really doing wrong, right? Some men are wealthy, and so they can't hide it. And so with us, what we tend to do to get women is we like to impress them, and we tell them all of our business. Some of us lie. Women do the same thing, too. So what we do is we make women believe we have more money than what we have, and then we try to impress them to get with them, and we try to buy them everything and all. That's all good. You know, I really don't have a problem with spending money on a woman. I wouldn't go to the extreme like Sparky, but Sparky is right in the sense that when you love if I like a woman, I don't mind spending money on her. I don't have a problem with that. But what I do is in the psychology is that I play a game. But I spend
so
money
let me ask, hold on. Because you know, you was coming with this monodynamic, aspheric, environmentalist type of attitude.
I don't understand the prefix. I don't even know that word.
Now you stop it. But I want to ask you this question. You said you're willing to play the game. But do you realize that this whole game playing thing costs you to catch your debt? Do you realize
no,
that...
No.
I want you to answer me because you always posing questions. But I want you to answer my question. Do you feel as if, though, this game playing thing is okay? Because when you playing games with people, you can cost yourself.
It was the type of game.
Man, whatever type of game. If you know you're seeing Tom, Dick, and Harry, Dick.
I mean that kind of game.
What type of game you mean?
The one-on-one game whereby I really looking to see if you like me, you know. I might play like I don't know what real love is. So when I meet you, yeah, you might believe you got me swing. Like you give me some and then you think I turn dumb, like the song say, right? So now, I look in to see if you like me or you love me. And then I just play the game, and then all of a sudden, while I'm playing this game, I prepare myself to disengage myself from you because I'm watching your characteristics.
But you already swing me. Just like Cindy say, you done swing me out my things.
That's why I call it a game. It's a psychological game. But some women believe once they give you some, you dare dumb. But it's really about us men, you know, who really fall weak and go heads over heels. And then when we find a woman cheating or she's seeing someone else, even though you're not married, you won't get in this problem. But I safeguard myself. Because once a woman have a boyfriend or a husband, I don't bother with them. Because I can't put myself in that position.
But if you know the woman have somebody, and she know you have somebody, you shouldn't be fooling around in any event. But I still say this to you.
I've had married women come on to me, and I've had females come on to me. They see you bare-backed. I've had women say they like what they see.
They like your physique.
No, I mean, like when I go on the beach or things, so that they see me and they say, I have had it happen to me before a couple of times. I mean, people, they just do it. That doesn't mean anything to me. You just get in a conversation and wait. But I don't just jump the gun like that to say because you say that. But you have yet to answer my question
about the game playing. You have yet to answer my question.
But my game is deviant. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But you can't play these type of devious games with somebody. You know, do you realize that emotions are involved?
Miss Moss, the games only become dangerous when the person has somebody else, but we never know that. And women are smarter than us. I've had females play tricks on me whereby I out with them, we're having a good time, and she waits until I get drunk to demand money when I dare week, and I got to get some. So then they play this game. So I had to go carry a shopping, and that's what I did. But then I know she didn't like me, but that's what they really all about.
But did you get the thing up?
Of course.
Dead on the ride.
Bless.
Chris, I have a next caller. Let me read my texts because every time he calls, I just don't understand. I love it. Okay, not a problem. A next chronic babbler about psychology. Okay. These are people whose lives are empty, but use talk shows as rational or relational crutches. Cut them. Okay, they have been cut. Yes, I believe that all men should be big up and encouraged. Yes, if that means a soft day, then I'm with that. Let's encourage them to be heads of the households that they are meant to be, but ensure that they are doing what they need to do. Casey, please get off this radio talking about soft season. These men looking to be taken care of with their leg open with the Lasco fan blowing up. Oh, I can't read the rest of that particular text, but the moral of the story is, let me read the bottom of this. It says here, I am not giving no man no soft season. He name man. Man mean M-A-N, M-A-N. Get up, get out and work. When you come home, I'll see what I could do for you. Hand come, hand go. Exchange is no robbery, like you said, Casey. I'm not giving a man a soft season. The minute you give these men a soft season, they take you for light. I ain't letting no one take me for no light ride. I am not no low fence. Okay. Girl, Casey, you just killed me. You so funny. Good show. Thank you so much. Hey, beautiful Casey. Love your show. Now, be more precise. Okay, I read that one already. Casey, you let these Valley boys call the show talking foolishness. You supposed to stand up for us. Saxons in your belly. My Saxons people, I'm standing up for us. But today is not the day to talk about John Canoe. We will have that conversation later in December. The Valley boys resigned. There's nothing to talk about. A fish is a fish. I mean, what is there to say? Okay, they come back. I just want you to understand, and this is my position, you know, in regards to me not standing up. I wish that their apology was just as loud as their disrespect. But I have lots of friends, and John Canoe is universal. John Canoe is the greatest show on earth. There's nothing that we do in this country that goes without our national craft being exhibited. But I want you to understand something that we must see beyond just Bay Street and coming down the boulevard, because whether we believe it or not, the Sox and superstars are going to take Bay Street by storm once again. We will remain the champions, and that is what we do. I don't understand what these texts are about. It is what it is. My crowd picker says, I can't be head of household when a woman feel that they are men. Do you get the, did you get, he got the tingum. The lady who's scared to be afraid to be taken for a ride must have been hurt before. She has been hurt before. She had to have been hurt before because she is very adamant in her conversation. And she said she is not, no low fence. Let me read this other text. Let me take this call, Chris. Go ahead. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the air. Good afternoon, caller. You're on.
Hello, Casey.
Good afternoon. This Sparky again?
Yeah, I had to call back because I heard my brother 52 and thing, but yes. He gets swing and somebody get the thing. Let me ask a question.
Yes, Sparky.
I go right back to that word relationship.
Yes, Sparky.
Who got the thingum?
We have the thingum.
Okay, look here. We get the thingum. Let me ask you a question. Didn't you get the thingum too?
No, Sparky. No, Sparky. Hold on, Sparky.
We both got the thingum.
No, Sparky. My tingum is the tingum, okay?
What do you mean the tingum?
No, Sparky, my tingum is the honey. No, Sparky.
I was born with the tingum. Look here. The little soldiers are swing upstream to the egg, you know.
I don't need them, you know, Sparky. We don't need them.
You can't do without them. If it wasn't them, you wouldn't have them children.
And Sparky, and if it wasn't for us, what would you do?
The children, what you love so much. Without our tingum, you can't have no children.
But Sparky, Sparky, without my honey lounge, there would be no reason for you to be in the honey lounge. I want you to get your facts together, Sparky, and exchange is no robbery.
I saw that my Adam was lonely because he watched all them elephants having fun. And then God just wiped his face. Oh, Lord, what I make woman for. Have a good day.
Bye, Sparky. Let me read this text. My daughter and her boyfriend are both university students of the same years. They graduated now, though. She and her boyfriend are generally good friends. They're so happy with each other until after work, they play games with each other on the phone because they love being in each other's presence. So they get married as they are now. I can truly say that they married their best friends. I think that's really good. Don't cut me yet, Chris. I just want to say this. That whole marrying your best friend thing, it's so wonderful and it's so, so very Little House on the Prairie. That just doesn't exist anymore. This is a real world. And when you think you know these people turn on you. These people are so loving and so generous and so sweet at the beginning. And then after a matriculation of time, they change who they are. But I want you to remember something. You can't play with people's feelings because you playing with people's feelings and emotions will cause you your death. Now, I want you to listen to this song. I'll buy your clothes. I will pay your rent. I'll cook your dinner for you soon as I get home from work. I'll let the song play, Chris, and let us go into commercial break. This is Guardian Radio 96.9.
Soon as I get home. Girl, I'll treat you right, and I'll never lie. For all that is worth,
I give you good love.
Good love.
It doesn't make sense. You should have a broken heart. Well, if I were the only one, I'd never let you go. You're the kind of woman who needs a man with lots of cash. With a stack of major credit cards, and with me you don't have to ask. I give good love. I'll buy your clothes. I'll bring your dinner to you, baby.
Never mess around.
Soon as I get home.
Soon as I get home.
From work.
straight home to you, baby.
Girl, I'll be around, never let you down. For all that is worth, I give good love. Good love. Oh, I give good love. Oh, give it good love. Love, love.
Cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a king combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Struckum, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Struckum, number one in pest control services.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
If we found out, it could mess up
both a happy home.
I hate to think about us all meeting up together. As soon as I look at you, it will show on my face. Yeah. Then they'll know that we've been loving each other. We can't let them know. No, no, no. We can't leave a trace.
Secret lovers, yeah, that's what we are. We shouldn't be. Each other so.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sitting at home, I do nothing all day, hey! But think about you and hope that you're okay. Hoping you'd call before anyone gets home. I'll wait anxiously alone by the phone. This is Kendani Campbell-Moss, and we're on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Chris, let me have my caller. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kendani. How you doing?
Hey, JJ, what's popping?
I'm fine, man. I'm great, man. We still in the land of living.
Praise God.
So, so my favorite caller is called Sparky on 52. And
yes.
I could agree with him somewhat, right? See, my thing is, in this country, right now, if you go to every school in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you got a woman principal, a woman vice principal, so forth, so forth.
Yes.
You must manage them schools. And I don't know what our country is will become to, right? But we need a balance, man. We need a balance because we all need each other.
Absolutely.
Right? And like Sparky said, any woman can be cooking here.
No, and JJ, you know, you take care of your babies.
Oh, yeah, man. You
absolutely.
Know, I teach them the right way, man. Be fair and honest and respect people.
Absolutely.
You see, but what we need in this country, man, is more topics like you, and you're doing an excellent job. You and Nui, you are doing an excellent job.
I appreciate you, JJ. Thank you.
I just called to say, you know, keep up the good work, and tell the old man I'll see him on Sunday. That's my face out.
My one good daddy.
Oh, that's my personal friend. You know, we go bare back.
JJ, you know how to tingle.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
All right, JJ, thank you for calling. All right, let me read some of my texts. Casey, you know, whenever you have a show, the birth rate in the Bahamas goes up by 5%. Oh, boy, I'm responsible. So y'all better invite me to these baby christenings. Now, listen, I don't eat meat, so don't come with your round, them little round balls and the crab salad. I could just leave that off for me. I'll just have a Coke soda and a little peat snaps with cran. I love that. Thank you. Ken Danique, to say that they would be best friends for life is, of course, wishful thinking on my behalf. However, yes, I agree. The arguments do happen. But to go to bed angry with your spouse, if it's possible. No. But never go to bed angry with your spouse, if it's possible. Kiss and make up. I agree. I think we should kiss and make up if we are mad. We should kiss and make up and do all the lovely things that adult people do. I think we should. Yes, absolutely. But you have a beautiful voice. Also, the singer of that song before the break. I agree with that. I agree. My voice is only for church. That is it. And sometimes the radio, if the song is good. That's pretty much it. Now let me read this message. Sparky is absolutely incorrect. Okay. Life is not a game. People need to be real when they are getting to know each other. When you're looking for a potential life partner, you're dating to interview them for a position. Why would you expect them to be honest with you when you're not being honest with them? That is very key. Why would I expect somebody to be honest? Why are we playing a game? That caller that said he played a game, but he still ended up getting the tingum, but he had to spend some money. Exchange ain't a robbery. But then you paid to get the thing. So make it make sense. All right, this is another text. Casey, please stop it. These men do not need soft seasons. They need backbones and a pair of balls. There's no reason for a man to have a soft season, especially if a man does not go out to work and work every day. If you teach a fisherman how to fish, he will eat forever. If you teach a man that it's okay to have soft seasons when he's doing the bare minimum, what are we really teaching them? I blame the women in this country that raise these boys and think that it's okay for them to push them over on us. But I tell you this, as sure as there's a God in heaven, my husband better never think but no soft season, because the only thing that he will get in his bed is a soft pillow. Oh, God. Okay, this next text reads, Casey, a soft season for a man that is doing something at home is something that's entirely different. I can have a soft season for my man if he is actually doing something. That means that the love and the sex must be reciprocal. You can never expect me to come home after I've done all the homework with my child from St. Cecilia's and then to make love to you as if I have nothing to do for the next morning. My head isn't bald like you. How am I getting this? My head isn't bald like yours, Casey, so I have a lot of maintenance to do. I have to draw on my eyebrows in the morning. I don't always wear stockings, but I have to make sure that I am ready and in my chair because I manage a team of about 15 persons. So to come home, do homework, have a hot cooked meal, it's very important for me to have a balance. But there's no way that I'm going to go out of my way to create the balance for this man to have a soft season if he's not doing any. She spells out sugar, honey, icy, so you know what the rest of that word means that she spelled out. Okay. I have boys, and I teach them to treat everyone how they would like to be treated. But don't let anyone or woman take advantage of you. Okay, I totally agree with that. This text reads, Casey, men do not deserve soft seasons. From the time of Adam and Eve, they've put everything on the backs of women. A woman can multitask, but you let a man have a fever. For Christ's sake, he's in bed for the rest of his life. Casey, whoever that woman was, is very sad. That means that the man can't be vulnerable around her. That right there is what causes men to find other women. Okay, this next text reads, I'm just going to read the rest of these texts, okay, Chris? Casey, I want you to understand something. Having a soft season is for a man who earnestly deserves it. I'm not giving anyone a soft season, and especially someone who is not my husband. All right? That texter is 97 years old in 2022. Men decide how, what we have and do and either like it or not. Women don't make the rules of how and what a real man is and what a man deserves. These people are bitter. Okay, this text reads, Casey, again, you always talk about love as if it's a real item. There's no such thing as love. Some of us were raised on survival. Some of us were raised on love. City girls to the Google. What is city girls to the Google? What does that mean? City girls as in city girls? Oh. Casey, sounds like you have a lot of hurt women messaging you. There needs to be healing all over this city. Yeah, we need a whole lot of healing. Okay, this next text reads, soft season. I would love to give my man a soft season, but I have to be the one that's in the soft season. I take on the responsibility of the rent, the children, his mother, my mother. So there are no soft seasons to be given out. Soft seasons are for men that absolutely deserve them. They hurt, they self, LMAO. Okay. I don't care what you do for your man or how good you think you look. If a man wants to cheat, he will. Let me read this next text before we go to break. Casey, you could backflip, double flip, 69, 29, and 89. But that still won't stop these dogs from cheating. Oh, God. I can give oral from the time he gets to the door. And that still won't stop it. A soft season is for a man that truly deserves it. This text reads, let me hold on. City girl means them gals loose. Okay. Let me read this last one. Well, can I read this now, Chris, or should I come back? Okay. Queen Casey Moss, this is a weird but interesting show. You really know how to heat things up with this couple's relationship drama show. Queen Casey, tell them bitter newbies listeners not to call 52 Sparky, Bremen JJ, or anyone chronic callers. They are iconic, legendary, committed callers. That is what the great master veteran talk show Chrissy Love said. We are to call them committed callers, not chronic callers. Remember the committed callers. Anyway, Casey, keep up the good work. Casey, I'm watching you live. You have big teeth, just like how your Grammy said. I think that's the angle that you're looking at it at, but great. Give him a threesome and he won't cheat. I thought that I would do that. And guess what? He cheated. Now we're in this threesome forever. Oh, boy. Okay, Casey, if they say that men are dogs, then women are indeed dog catchers. We are going to take a commercial break. It has been a very wild ride. But guess what? You can find that woman and she will indeed cater to you. Guardian Radio, 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day. I can't believe the people talk with my teeth, Chris. Like, oh my God, wonderful. It's the angle that the camera is from. Chris, can we change? We can't change this camera angle, eh? They said my teeth are big.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. The place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
Oh.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. My life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. What you wanna eat, boo? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you throw me away. I got your slippers, your dinner, dessert and so much more. I wanna cater to you. Inspire me from the heart. Ain't nothing tear us apart. You're all I want in a minute.
Baby, you take me away. We have a caller on the line. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, caller. You're on. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, please. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Yes, I'm okay. You talking about relationship today again?
That's the relationship series. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, you crank up them vocals and things. Yeah, yeah, boy, you're strong, good.
You better come to St. Francis if you want some more of that.
I ain't coming to St. Francis.
Jesus.
Man, I don't go to church. I mean, that's the wrong place to tell me to come, but I wouldn't mind.
You don't come into church?
No, what are you going to church for?
Okay.
We ain't talking about church today. You're talking about relationships.
Yeah, tell me what you want to say.
Okay. Yeah, why is it that? I mean, like, I ain't got no girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend in 2022?
No, I ain't got a woman.
What going on?
I had a woman, like, girlfriend, like, about 6 years. But I mean, like, you know what is ironic, right?
Tell me.
I mean, even, like the stage, if you're even looking for a girlfriend, right?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's like, these women are, I mean, and all, but all, it seems like most you come across is, like man only, just somebody that he just dumping and giving and giving. And anytime you want anything, you got to pay.
Mm.
Even you dump, you still pay.
Mm.
Why got to be like that? Ain't no love.
Well, I mean, did you hear one of your male comrades? He said that he played the game. I think in a lot of times we confuse. I don't know where y'all finding these gals who want $40. Like, I mean, I don't know where y'all finding them in any event, right? Because I don't know if $40 can't do nothing for me. I can't even buy me the gel to slick down my. You see how slick my hair is?
It can't. Who mentioned $40?
A caller mentioned $40. He said these women always want $40. But this is my response to you. When you're going to spend your time with or someone that you're going to be involved in,
it has to be someone that's reciprocal.
You have to have at least some common interest. It has to be a situation where it's hand come, hand go. And if you always find someone who hand always open, like always sound like a fire engine or I'm just wow, you have to let that person go. That person don't mean you no good.
You ain't lie about that.
That person don't mean you no good. And then, I mean, when you get to know these people, what we have a tendency to forget is that you can't take your clothes off. If I make off 9:15, like there has to be a waiting period. There has to be a testing period. Just let me see this.
But you look here. You could wait a million years,
mm-hmm.
Right? And it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference, really.
It has to make a difference because if you take your clothes off for every single person you get involved in.
I say every single person. What I'm saying is, right, it doesn't make a difference to the mass class. If you be a gentleman and you go and you just do all the right things and you wait for the right moment and everything, you lose.
You lose big time.
To somebody else. Yeah, man, that's what dangerous. That's what deep it is now. Like you're dealing with the devil.
Boy, where y'all finding these girls? Y'all probably need to go to Cat Island.
Don't play lost, man. They're all the right around here. And you know what? They, it's like you look on the street and you see somebody else and you want to be that person. You put on that different color. You see someone a little light and you go bleak. You see what they do. You know what? It's easier to live this life.
Yes, it is.
Right? And you know what? If you're black and chalky, get paid off and be clean and black.
But the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. These black fellas, they look good.
Man, but I talk about the black woman.
Oh, okay, right.
This man, and it's like they go around some of their friends, and their friends be little star baby like them, right? And then next thing you know, they get a little light, and the next thing everyone's there, and then like, I mean, come on, man. why got to be like that in the woman's world?
I don't.
Why all the artificial stuff are they looking for? Real man.
But I mean, I don't know. Have you ever seen me? My head is bald. I can't answer that question. My head is bald. I don't know why that is, but maybe some women use wig frontals and lace frontals and I don't know what the next thing is, right? But they come these things because they want to change up their look. You know, sometimes a man wants to be something different. You know, there was a Paula, a Sheena, a Dominique, a Nina. Like, maybe they want to switch it up.
No, it isn't that.
No?
You know what it really is? You know what it really is? It's an identity crisis. You don't know who you are. You ain't spend no time with yourself. You lost. But you know what? You already you. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Right? You're distracted. What you want to do? Oh, you can do my yellow hair. Get a life.
Absolutely.
Go place yourself deep inside and bring out the real you. We'll appreciate it. All this artificial walking around and look, I'm higher, tipping toe and feeling important. Get a life.
Caller, you have ladies and gentlemen, under the sound is Happy Friday. Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm your host with the absolute most, Kennedy Campbell Moss. I want to say a prelude to my mom, Donna Maria John Campbell, my daddy good wife, my good ma. She's going to have a birthday pretty soon. Mommy, we can party. So ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Bye-bye.